In the studio with us, Nils Lofgren from the E Street Band and so many other things. What is the question you are most tired of being asked?
Can you go into the back of the bar and get Bruce Springsteen to sign this album for me and bring it back?
So do you feel like the good-looking girl's best friend sometimes? Or they're just like, yeah.
No, look, I have a great sense of humor about it. You know, look, people, I love being in bands.
Right.
And a lot of solo artists don't. But even when I was 18, I made the After the Gold Rush album with Neil Young, and I still remember waking up and going, oh, it's kind of nice to be in a great band and not be the boss. You know, all those issues go away, and the politics, and, you know, some guy in the band needs a psychiatric meeting because he's got a big head. All that goes away when you're in someone else's band. So the work I've done with Ringo Starr's first two All-Star bands, or the E Street Band, or, of course, with Neil Young, it's a real gift, you know, and I embrace it, and I come back to my own music kind of reinvigorated and excited about my own shows.
So for those people that don't know the story, Springsteen gets sent into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a solo artist. And the uproar is amazing. Everybody's like, why isn't the E Street Band? Why wasn't the E Street Band? And then years later, they do a make good on that. What was it like for you guys to have that happen, knowing the entity that you were and how big a part of the Bruce Springsteen experience you are?
Well, you know, being in the band 30 years, once Bruce went in, and I was surprised and grateful that Bruce got up and spoke about Steve Van Zandt coming to him in the kitchen and saying, hey, you should insist the band go in with you.
Sure.
And Bruce even acknowledged that maybe he made a mistake there. And I was shocked that he was that personable in front of so many. But, you know, especially Clarence, who became a very dear friend. I mean, all of us are close and still are. But Clarence and I talked all the time off the tour. And he was really hurt. Like, badly hurt. In fact, when we went to play, when Bruce went into the Hall of Fame, Clarence refused initially. And Bruce had to call him. And I called him. We said, come on, man. It's E Street Band. We got to play. And he did play. But he was very hurt by it. And we were all, it was a bittersweet thing. My wife Amy's from West Orange. To be in New York City and Brooklyn with all these great friends we'd met through the years was beautiful.
Sure.
But it was bittersweet because they had a lot of time. Even when Danny got sick with cancer, they had years to get the band in, and it really was kind of a bittersweet thing because Clarence and Danny we had to bury those guys, and the Hall of Fame, the bureaucracy of it, didn't figure it out at that point.
Now, do you guys, as Hall of Fame members, can you now lobby or advocate for other people to be admitted?
Well,
do you have a real vote, or is it just a political thing?
Or can you
not talk about it?
No, of course I can. I mean, I will say hats off to Steve Van Zandt, who's personally, you know, he's on the board of members and whatever it is. He's got a lot of swing, and he's personally lobbied for a lot of the British invasion bands that these guys just forget about. You know, it's like a real, I don't know, it's weird. It's like the cover of Rolling Stone. It's not what it used to be. And Steve's really in there lobbying for the great bands. And I get a vote. I mean, you can vote, you get a ballot, but, you know, it's a political thing. And I'm not interested in twisting those guys' arms. You know, it's a weird thing. I'm in a tuxedo, you're musicians, you stand over there, you don't belong.
Right.
I mean, it's just weird. At the same time, especially because I was with this band, kind of like the new guy in the band, and they were so hurt by it that it was nice to finally see them all get the award. And it was great for me to be in the band.
That was the thing that you just said. It was nice to see them all get the award. Like, like you weren't part of the game. The new guy in the band 30 years later.
Yeah, 30 years in, I thought, well, thank you for including me.